Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, January the 17th, 2024, 12 minutes past the hour. Cold. 5 degrees here in the Marion area. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We now have another guest when it comes to our groundhog. Mary has guessed Scott Schertzer. So now we've had guesses for Scott Schertzer, Sean, Mary Ellen, Carrington, Matt. The guesses are piling up here, and if you'd like to venture a guess, feel free. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I would also like to thank, as I said in hour number one, everybody who has said something nice about the Miranda McGinnis interview or the Jason Schaber interview in the last week. A lot of response. And do want to do the plugs here. Don't forget Matt Morgan's show every Friday morning, 10:15 until 11 a.m. Pastor Craig, 11:15 until 12 p.m. The Exchange Club with Pastor Craig, Matt, and myself, 12:15 to 1, and Study His Word with Pastor Craig, 1:15 until 2, and then on Friday night, it's Carrington, Sean, Matt, and I from 8:15 until 10 p.m. Don't miss those great programs. All right, talking about Groundhog Day. Well, here's the and again, we're in a news vacuum right now, so I don't really think this is all that bad, but here's the story on Buckeye Chuck. And by the way, if you did not remember, last year there was a little contretemps, should we say, between PETA and Buckeye Chuck. PETA put up a billboard. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals put up a billboard across from the radio station urging them not to use a real groundhog. Said the people who were handling the groundhog were not properly licensed, and last year there was not a live groundhog. Well, here's what we've learned this year. Now, this is from Nicole Meyer, the media officer for PETA. So this will help you plan what to do on Groundhog Day morning. It's two steps forward and one step back with Buckeye Chuck. After successfully featuring a stuffed groundhog last year, this year's event will use a live animal. But since organizers have provided assurances that humans won't handle Chuck, it's still a small step up from other Groundhog Day events, during which the naturally shy animals are grabbed and dangled in front of noisy, rambunctious crowds and flashing camera lights. PETA and more than 25,000 supporters continue to urge WMRN to host a fun, animal-free celebration instead of harassing vulnerable groundhogs, and reminds everyone that groundhogs should be hibernating this time of year, and their thinking, feeling brings their own needs and desires, not meteorologists or props for gimmicky events. So the kindest option of all is to leave the live groundhogs out of our celebrations altogether. So that's from PETA, Nicole Meyer, media officer for PETA. So if you're wondering, there will be a live groundhog again this year, but I guess the people putting on the event have assured PETA that they will not be handling the groundhog. And that has smoothed things over to a certain degree. So that's the story on that in this media vacuum. PETA still doesn't want them to use a live groundhog, but there will be a live groundhog this year, and the fact that they won't be handling it will make things a little better. And that will be February 2nd from 7 to 8. And I think you have to go to this event because it's a long-standing tradition here in Marion, and I think that's very important. So that's the news on that. And then you can come down to our event from 8 to 11. And hopefully there'll be some entertainment value to what we're doing. Okay. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But that's the information that we were able to ascertain on Buckeye Chuck this year and how that's all going to go down. It's interesting, you know, day to day on these things. Okay, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, when you pick somebody that's going to be, don't they have to wear that costume, the groundhog?
Yeah, that morning they'll be in the costume.
So it can't be somebody like, somebody that's kind of far away that you talk to. Because it's going to be hard to pick anybody just in the Marion area or that's been on your radio show.
Yeah, they whoever it is will be in the costume that morning. So, yeah, it wouldn't be somebody over the phone or anything like that.
It wouldn't be like Governor Strickland or somebody that you talk to, like, in Ohio, but...
Well, if they came, I mean, Governor Strickland's been to Marion before. I wouldn't say no. It doesn't necessarily... I'll say this. It's not necessarily a Marion person. It could be a Marion person, but it doesn't have to be.
See, that makes it too hard because there's several you've talked to, and we'd almost have to know they're out of the Marion area because you're not going to guess anybody, really, out of the Marion area. I wouldn't even, you know.
Well, like I say, once we get the... once we decide if we're going to have entertainment, if we're going to have a plaque again this year, if we're going to have the person arrive in a special way, then I think I will probably give more hints on the person. Like maybe I would say
maybe we shouldn't guess yet.
Well, you know what? If because of the hints, I would let people. I would let people change their guess. Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm losing my train of thought. Well, I think it wasn't from answering trivia questions that I got that plaque. Is it when they took the, somebody picked the pizza and it either had to be he saw the shadow or he didn't and you called in and said that or something?
You know,
I'm pretty sure it wasn't trivia.
I know we did trivia that morning. I know that was a big part of it, but I don't remember... Maybe we did it the day before. Maybe we did the trivia the day before, and then we picked a winner out of that. I really cannot remember how exactly.
I thought we did it from picking, somebody picked a slice of pizza, and under, you know, was it going to see the shadow, was it? And I think then you called in or something and said. I thought it was whoever called in about the pizza. If somebody picked it, he was going to see the shadow, the first one that called in. I don't know. I can't get that yet. But, and you said you were going to transport them, like in a car maybe?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I should have a pretty good handle on that by the end of the week.
Are you going to decorate the car or?
Well, it would be a special car. And the idea behind that would be that if people... Because obviously I think people want to see the groundhog take its head off and find out who it is. So the groundhog will not be with us, I don't think, when we start that morning. They will be out on the roads of Marion. So if people want to go take a look at them, I guess they can. But after he's brought to the station, if people want to be there when we take the head off and the prediction's made, we'll probably allow for that.
Because I didn't know if you would use a tractor or something to bring him. Or whatever.
The thing we're trying to work out is definitely something out of the ordinary. It's definitely not just a regular old car. It's definitely something you would notice. And certainly with a 6-foot groundhog riding around in it, you really would notice it.
It almost like a convertible or something?
Something like that. Yeah, it's a specific thing, but hopefully, I should have that announcement, hopefully, by the beginning of next week. That's pretty much all set up. I just need to tie up a few loose ends in regard to that.
Okay, because I keep thinking that plaque, and I cannot remember. If it wasn't with the pizza, I'm pretty sure it wasn't the trivia. There wasn't a certain thing you answered or you... It just seemed like it had to do with something, and the only thing I can think of is the pizza. Somebody picked a piece, and then whatever was under that. I don't know. Well, if you did calls in, maybe he saw the shadow, he didn't, and then you picked a name from that. I can't remember.
The good news is this year, because last year was the first year we did it with the groundhog, I wasn't really sure how well that would go over. Then when I saw the response on it, I thought, well, you know, this seems to be something people are interested in. So this year it'll all be on who is the groundhog. We're not going to do a trivia contest that way. We're not going to do, because really the piece of pizza thing, it's one guess or the other, 50-50 chance of getting that right. So this year it'll all be about who the groundhog is. And we've had, like I say, several guesses, Mayor Schertzer, Matt Carrington, Mary Ellen, Sean. You know, we've had guesses, so I think that'll be the proper way to go.
So you're going to have a cutoff date, like a day before you can guess up to the, like, this Friday, you can guess up Thursday would be your final guess.
Yeah, I would say.
You give the clues.
Yeah, I would say February the 1st. And I think also as time goes on, what that will do is that if you think you know who it is or you want to see that person, take the mask off or be in the groundhog suit, then you can be there to do that when they arrive in the special transportation. We're lining up for that.
Oh, okay.
Because it's an interesting thing, you know? It's to get your picture taken with it or see that person or do...
Now, is it going to be outside or in?
Well, that right now is also something we're looking at because I don't know what the traffic is like at that time of the morning where we are now because obviously there are other businesses in that building and we wouldn't want to interfere with the traffic there. So it might be an outside event. It'd be hard to bring people into the studio for that event, but we could try.
I was just wondering.
Depending on the weather. What do you make of the whole thing going on in the city? You got the feedback on this has been tremendous.
Well, you mean about, Miranda? Is that you're talking about Miranda?
Miranda and Jason, and did their stories line up and so on and so forth.
Well, when he came on, when she came on, you found out a lot of different stuff and stuff. But I don't know. All I know is somebody has to find something out because I don't know how far you can go down, what you can lose, grants or other stuff, but and things. But I got a frog in my throat. At city council, when they don't go to the meetings, I think their pay should be deducted if they're not going to. Do they meet every week for the month or just a couple times out of the month?
Usually it's a couple times.
And I don't know if it's roughly an hour or what, but if they don't come, they should probably be docked to pay.
Well, the last one was 3 hours, so that was a long meeting.
But most of them probably aren't.
Yeah, most of them aren't, but next Monday I would think that could turn into a long meeting.
Because I went to a couple of them, it's been a few years ago, and I don't even know if they were about an hour, if they were that.
So what do you make, though, of people speaking and not speaking, and do you think we need to get to the bottom of this? Because I think that's where we're headed next Monday. Do we need to know what happened here?
Yes, they need to know, and because you're public, and the people have a right to know, so.
So what do you make of... the whole Buckeye Chuck PETA thing. Apparently, they are going to have a live groundhog. They're not going to handle it. So PETA is not going to cause any whoop-de-doos. So everything will go on.
So W.A. Marion's going to have theirs.
Yeah, yeah, from 7 to 8
that morning. That's what I was going to ask. I forgot.
Yeah, 7 to 8. 7 to 8 that morning. But apparently they're not going to handle the groundhog, which was the concession, I guess, that has been made to PETA. PETA still doesn't want them to use a live groundhog, but as long as they've got a reputable company and they're not handling the groundhog, I think everything's okay.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah. So all's well in the world at this point.
So far.
So far, so far. No disasters yet, thank goodness. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, Friday, was it Friday you played that with Jason Shaw?
Oh, yes, yes. What'd you make of Jason?
Well, I've met him before. I've talked to him a couple of times about things, and I like him. He seems very, you know, trustworthy and stuff is what I say.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like him. He's been on, boy, in the last month, I think he's been on three times. And, you know, like I always say, it's easy to come on when the news is good. But when the news is maybe something you don't want to talk about, that's more difficult to come on and talk about. And I commend them both for doing that, because I'm sure those are incidents they probably would not want to talk about, but they did, which I think was good.
Yeah, because, like, if Mayor Collins had done stuff, you know, before he was mayor and didn't know, I mean, you know, you can, everybody can't do everything perfect all the time, and that's okay. But, you know, you got to own up to what you do. Most people won't own up to what they do, and that's where the problem is. So if he comes on and says, you know, he did this, he did that, well, fine. Just go forward and I guess do a better job.
Well, and like I say, in the long haul, that's going to be a question that'll be answered over time. What did people do? Why did they not talk about it? Who did talk about it? Who didn't talk about it? I would think that city council will want to get to the bottom of a lot of these questions.
Now, I'm surprised that Miranda didn't consult an attorney. I'm really surprised there.
Well, that is interesting. I don't know what she thinks at this point. You know, I don't think she's got any backlash from anybody at City Hall, to my knowledge, but it's hard to tell.
Yes, it's just too bad that she can't, you know, get the situation under control, but there's something that, has she been 2 years with that, or 1 year?
Yeah, I think 2 years.
So by that time, she should, you know, it should be figured out, I think. And, but they're going to have to do something, so staff or nobody will be getting paid, maybe.
Well, we certainly hope the city fixes their financial problems, but I think there's a lot of other things going on right now that people want them to get to the bottom of, and then let's go on from there and see what happens. This whole transit situation is very peculiar. You know, they were there last Monday, and they wanted to know if their jobs were safe, and Mayor Collins said today, tomorrow, and in the near future, and Ayers Ratliff was not happy with that answer. He said he'd heard there was going to be a merging with a private company or a public company, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know. And
well, they don't have the grant. They almost have to, because I don't think they have money to do it otherwise. And probably nobody knows until the stuff is worked out some. I don't know. That's how they get it, isn't it, through that grant, and they're losing grants?
Well, I think that is right, and I also think that, I don't know, it's a weird situation, because that's the department they wanted to send Miranda to. Now, did they know that was going, because the director position, I assume, would be eliminated if they merged. So did they know that was going to happen? You know, that's a big question.
Yeah, because the grant, they should have known that right off when they're starting to lose. I think they already knew they were losing grants and stuff. So that should have been, they should have known that. But probably, they have a call center here. Is it 911 or something? I know it merged. Sheriff Bailey or something in the city. What was that?
Yeah.
So if it's another county that's kind of close, they'll probably have, you know, just like one dispatcher or something handles it all. They won't need, you know.
I think
they might close the Marion, but they'll work out from, say, if it's Mount Gilead or Bucyrus or some other county, still work probably the best county, I would say. I don't know.
I think that was the first consolidated, merged the city and the county, and I think that, I don't know. You know, I hate to say anything about this transit situation because I really don't know what the situation is there. I certainly am not on the inside of it, but it would seem to me that the drivers shouldn't have any issue if there is a merger, but it's the people who are in administrative positions that might be in trouble. But apparently right now it doesn't look as if there is anybody in the administrative positions because Miranda didn't take the job. So to my knowledge, they haven't filled it yet.
Yeah, because I think when the city and county, when they merged, I don't know what it was, 911 or whatever, they saved a lot. So, you know, when you go down from two to one place, you usually save quite a bit. So
we'll see how
have to see.
We'll see as it shakes out. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, lots to talk about this morning. The groundhog, what's going on with the city, seems to dominate the conversation this morning. But we can talk about the weather as well. The cold weather that we're in right now, 5 degrees, mostly sunny skies. A lot of guesses on the groundhog. Mary Ellen, Carrington, Matt, Sean. Buckeye Chuck will go on this year. 7 to 8 a.m. down at WMRN. They will have a live groundhog making, you know, a concession here to PETA, but by not handling the groundhog, so all is well. Our groundhog might be arriving in a special way this year. Should know more about that as the week goes on. Maybe some entertainment that morning during our 3-hour celebration. Should know more about that as the week goes on. And probably will give some hints as time goes on as to who might the groundhog be. But, again, we'll see as time goes on. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we know for sure we'll have the groundhog pizza. So that will be a moment. You know, I know I've tasted the groundhog pizza the last 2 years. I don't remember it being a bad thing. I think it tastes fine. I know the whole gang will be there on February the 2nd. I know Linda will be there, and Pastor Craig will be there, and Matt will be there, and Carrington will be there, and I will be there, and Sean will be there. It'd be a big event on Groundhog Morning. Maybe Terry, possibly even Terry, will be there on Groundhog Morning. You know, it's a big thing here. Well, we need to step up Marion's groundhog history and create some events here in town other than just the Buckeye Chuck event so people can enjoy Groundhog Day. You know, it sets up for a big weekend this weekend. All the big groundhog parties that'll be going on. You know, I wonder how that all got started. Why a groundhog? What is that all about? I'm sure we've went over this at some point on the show, but the whole groundhog thing is very interesting. Now, you know, I want to talk about this. Now, yesterday, I was with somebody, and we got into the conversation on language. Now, I'm sure I brought it up. Well, we'll take this phone call and we'll come back to this. Remember, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you know that thing with PETA?
Yeah.
If they use a live groundhog out there, they're not going out there in the woods and trapping a groundhog and taking him up there and holding him up and praising him to everybody. You know how bad that animal would tear you apart?
Well, yeah, I think...
The groundhog they're getting is from a company that shows and handles animals in different varieties like that. That's no different than Jack Hanna taking animals on the Tonight Show and showing them in front of those great big crowds, yeah, is there much of a difference?
Probably not, and I think PETA would probably feel the same way about that. You know, the nice thing here is there are no billboards this year. There's no pressure being put on. They are aware of what's going on. I mean, they've put out their statement saying they don't like it, but it's not like they're trying to picket the event or anything like that. So, you know, it sounds like it's all come to a decent resolution. You know, they're willing not to touch the groundhog, which PETA doesn't want them to do. I don't know. It seems to me like it's come to an okay resolution.
Yeah, you know, both sides are happy, but, you know, those animals, the groundhog they're using there and animals in the zoo, those animals, they have a hell of a good life. That's compared to the guy living in a cardboard box along a dark alley or guy living in a penthouse at the Hyatt Regency.
Well, it's my understanding that, like our zoo, most of the animals that are in hibernation, they leave them in hibernation over the winter. They don't get them out to parade them around. Like, if you go to the zoo lights, there are certain animals you're not going to see because they're hibernating.
Right, during the winter.
Right, and apparently, I didn't know this till the last couple years, but apparently a groundhog is supposed to be hibernating this time of year.
Right, yeah.
So I think there's that problem. And I think the other problem with this that they don't like is that there really is nothing to it educational, because they can't predict the weather.
Oh, right. It's all done up for fun, you know.
Right, and I think that's...
There might have been more belief in it years past, you know, quite a while ago, but...
Right, and I think, to me, that seems to be their main contention, is why are we doing this? They really can't predict the weather anyway. You know, they're supposed to be in hibernation. What's the point of this? I think is really what this is all about. I don't know. That's what I get out of it. But, you know, if they're not touching it and the groundhog's being handled properly and it's coming from a reputable company, I don't know if there should be any big hubbub. There are ways around it.
They've come to a consensus, you know, something that sometimes the government can't come to, whether it's city, state, or federal.
Well, you know what? I just think that, you know, if you want to continue to use a live groundhog, as long as you're not ticking anybody off, good. And if you... want to find some other way to do it, which is what we have done, because to be honest, I wouldn't even know where to find a groundhog, and somebody else is already doing that, so we don't want to do something that somebody else is already doing, so we're doing a groundhog suit. I mean, I assume we're about as accurate as what the groundhog is, because none of this is scientific.
I wonder how much it costs them to have that company come down there and do that.
You know, I don't know. I don't know how that all works. The other company, I think, was somewhat localized around, I don't know if they were Marion, but I think they were in the county. But I don't think that company's doing it anymore. So I really don't know what has become of that. I don't know. You know, traditions in general in Marion are in a bad state, I think. Because these businesses that used to operate these traditions seem to be getting less and less and less. Like, has anybody even heard? Until I read this, did anybody know that they're going to use a live groundhog? Did anybody know that everything's been settled out? Did anybody even know that it's going on this year? I mean, is there a lot of publicity on this thing?
You know, I don't listen to WMRN hardly at all, and I don't take the paper, and you haven't been talking about it.
No, this is the first I became aware of it.
Yeah. You know, so I haven't heard nothing about it.
No, and I think with the loss of the newspaper, it's going to be very difficult to promote this event, which is mainly
That's
how they...
I say you guys might be the ones that, you know, does it every year, because I don't know how much it's costing to do that, but and they don't have that many employees down there. You know,
well,
at the building down there.
Well, you know, as long as they want to do it, let them do it. But if it ever would go by the wayside, I think we would step in. I mean, it's a big deal. It's been written up in books and magazines and so on. We certainly are not going to let the tradition die. But as long as they want to do it, I figure let them do it.
Well,
and hopefully,
if I was you guys, I would still stick with the uniform. If you did it,
I think we would. It's just easier, you know. Honestly, to find somebody to bring in a live groundhog, and to you know, see if that that's a lot of work.
Sense on who it's going to be. You know, you can talk about it, and people can guess about it. You know, but if the live groundhog, what are they going to do? Guess about what he had for dinner last night or something? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I think that's why ours is fun. I think it's all about,
you know, there's a little something extra there, you know, for the people to get into.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
for entertainment.
Well, that's what I think, because honestly, the weather prediction, we're still doing that because, you know, that's what it is. But I think the more fun part of our event is guessing who's in the groundhog suit. I really don't think the weather prediction is all that big a thing in regard to our groundhog. I mean, it's fun because we have been accurate 100% of the time, but I don't think that's the emphasis on what we do.
Right. Well, I just wanted to keep on going either way.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think we'll always make sure that keeps going, and you don't want these traditions.
Charlie's name should be mentioned with that, too. You know, he should be brought up about being the first, you know, starting it up.
Oh, I think so. And I think for a long time it wasn't, and that's unfortunate. But I think they've done a better job of that in recent years. It's unfortunate. I don't understand why people forget the past. I don't understand it at all. You know, it's very odd.
Yeah, it seems easy to do sometimes.
It does, and I do hope, however they publicize it this year, that they do give Charlie the credit for starting it, because we wouldn't have it if it wasn't for him, and I think that's an important thing.
And they wouldn't be as well known in the Marion area if it wasn't account him too, him and Jeff Roof.
Yeah, there were a lot of people down there who certainly are no longer there that made that place very popular.
Just what I wanted to say, you know, it's no different than an animal at the zoo, you know, being, you know, they handle those animals. They take them, you know, on those shows. It's, you know, those animals live a nice life, really.
They do, and I think that, honestly, this year it seems okay to a certain degree. I don't see any anger in this letter, so it's good
last
that...
Last year they picketed, didn't they?
Well, I don't think they did, because I think eventually they went with a fake groundhog last year.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't think there was really any reason to picket, because they did do away with the live groundhog.
But they was talking about doing it.
I think there was talk of it, and that was a problem last year, because, see, here's what I think happened last year. I don't think anybody ever said till the last minute, was it going to be a live groundhog, was it going to be a fake groundhog? And I think a lot of the media, which a lot of the Columbus media didn't come last year, I think one or two did. And I think the problem was that they came down here and it's a fake groundhog. And I don't think they suspected that.
Well, as long as everything goes good this year.
Yeah, that's right. As long as things go okay for us, we won't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you've been thinking about calling in, give us a buzz. We're always interested to hear from you. You know, it's fascinating. Did we think we would have these problems years ago? Probably not. But I'll tell you, things change. People get very sensitive when it comes to certain things. And animals are one of those things that people are very sensitive about. Animals and local government. All right. Okay, what else is on the agenda? Oh, okay, I was going to say this before the call came in there. And again, phone lines are open. We still have 13 minutes left today. If you'd like to call in and say anything, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, talking about words. We've been talking a lot about words, maybe doing a word of the day type of thing here. Yesterday, I was with somebody, and I said to this person that they needed to expand their vocabulary. And I said the three words to expand your vocabulary would be contretemps, scuttlebutt, and androgynous. And when I said to this person to say contretemps, it was an accent, I think, that came back when they said contretemps. I don't know what accent it was. I don't know what language that was. But it was entertaining. It was entertaining to hear. I'll tell you that. It sounded like somebody who should be sipping tea and having a crumpet. Now, this morning, I learned that apparently that was the princess accent. But I don't know. In any event, contretemps. See, I don't think there's any accent when I say contretemps. But when this person said it, it was kind of, it sounded British, but apparently it was princessish. Now, what is a princess accent? Doesn't it depend on which country you're from? If a princess would have an accent or not? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. So, Sunday morning on my ride to church, I was talking to a lady that I was riding with, and I told her about our whole little discussion about contretemps, whatever, and she did the same exact thing when she said, oh, yeah, contretemps, and she did this, like, little accent. You don't do an accent. I don't know what the accent she was supposed to be imitating was, but I tried to Google it. How do you spell it? Because I couldn't, it made me feel, like, dumb that I couldn't Google it because I could spell it right.
Contretemps is a French word, so it's not...
Maybe that was the accent.
Well, the one I heard was not French, but it certainly was not French. But, no, contretemps is spelled... contretemp. So to us, it looks like contretemp, but because it's French, it's contretemps.
Ah, okay, all right. Keep enriching my life.
Well,
and I know that I never proclaimed to be the sharpest tool in the shed, but now they said they're not going to handle the groundhog. How would they get him in and out of the cage without handling him? What does that mean?
Well, it sounds to me like that's not going to happen, which, again, I guess it will come in a cage or a box, and that's what it'll be.
Right. He's going to come in a cage and a box. So in order to get him in that cage or that box, somebody had to put him in there, and that means they had to handle him.
Well, yeah, it'll probably happen wherever it comes from. I think the thing that PETA didn't like was doing it outside and doing it in front of the lights and the cameras and in front of a big group of people.
Oh, for crying out loud. I kind of tend to agree with Lee. I mean, the groundhog's probably living the best, like, little groundhog life he could ever live. He's probably spoiled rotten. I hardly doubt this is traumatizing him.
No, but you know what's interesting about this whole thing to me, and honestly, this has nothing to do with this event.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what's interesting to me is how much we can just go on and on and on and talk for hours on end about a stupid groundhog. But go back to you, Scott.
Hey, listen, I got 2 hours to fill every morning. I'm going whatever we have to do to get through these 2 hours, we'll do it. No, what's interesting to me is that in all cases, like if it comes to dogs or cats or birds or anything like that, deer is one of those things here we have to deal with in Ohio. When people see those videos of them being abused or mistreated, people will cry and get very sensitive, and don't leave your dog out in the cold weather too long, and don't put him in the car with the windows up in the summer. And people are very, very particular about this. But when it comes to the groundhog, I think because it's a showy thing, people are like, well, what's the big deal?
I mean, yeah, I guess I see your point, kind of, but it's like Lee said, I mean, the animals, how is that? He had a really good point about, like, when Jack Hanna takes those animals on the trip. I mean, they're probably, they live in the lap of luxury.
I don't know. See, I would have to understand. I think the big problem here is the groundhog is supposed to be hibernating this part of the year. And I think, and again, I'm not saying I agree with it, but this, if the groundhog really was predicting the weather or giving some kind of scientific reasoning as to why, I think they would have less of a problem with it. But this is done for show. This is
Listen, I'm no groundhog expert, but I should probably be hibernating right now instead of driving this bus, and it hasn't killed me, so the little booger will be all right.
Well, no, and I don't think it would kill him, but I mean, I think it's the idea that why are we doing this? That I mean, it doesn't tell you the weather. It doesn't give you any accurate depiction. It isn't going to change your life. And if you want to have a celebration, why can't you do something with anything? That's going to be about as accurate as the groundhog is.
I mean, won't they give him like a little, there's probably something in it for him. Like, won't they give him, what kind of treats do the groundhogs like carrots or something?
A spam, I heard.
Well, they'll probably give him an extra slice. There's probably something in it for him.
You know why they serve spam, don't you?
Because it's a groundhog.
Yeah, that's the Terry Cole joke from years ago.
Corny. Pretty funny, my old boss, back when we used to have bosses around here.
Yeah, back when there were transit directors.
Yeah, she said that her mom was like the unsung hero of that. She was always the one in there cooking the spam.
That is true. You are exactly right. That is true. And I think that went away for a few years. The spam disappeared for a few years. So, you know what? I have mixed feelings about the whole groundhog thing because I know, you know, it'll all be in the book. But I know some stuff that happened there that it's just a little, if people go and enjoy it, good. If it keeps Charlie's name alive, good. If it makes people happy, good. Go do it.
Amen to that.
7 days.
Now, I noticed that your regulars have been checking in, but I haven't heard from Ted Jolliffe. Ted, are you out there?
You know, I don't know what happened to Ted. The last morning he called in, I think we had the conversation about, what was it? I think it was about the thing going on at City Hall when we were kind of conjecturing what happened in that meeting. I think that's the last time we talked to him.
Well, I mean, you do kind of get used to the regulars checking in, you know.
I'm sure at some point he'll pop back in. I know from time to time he does things like look for deer, and I know he and his wife stay pretty busy, so maybe that's it.
Oh, yeah, the way he talked, they were very active.
Yeah, so I haven't heard anything, good or bad.
Okay, well, yeah, no, I'm not trying to speculate either. I'm just, you get used to hearing them every morning, you know.
Well, it's good, yeah. I mean, and I think the more, the better. Now, are you still sticking with Sean as your groundhog prediction?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't change horses in the middle of the race, though, bird dog.
You could be right. You never know.
Can we just make that a thing? Can that be, like, your official moniker?
Well, it could be. I don't know that I'm all that.
It's better than Scottish cheese or any of those other ones.
No, Scottish cheese is just a brilliant, brilliant nickname. I think that's put that one on a T-shirt somewhere.
Now, I like SBS better. Scotty Bird Dog Spears.
Now, just
that's what I have classified you as in my mind.
Well, I'm not exactly running people down though.
Well, I think that's debatable. It depends on who you ask.
That's right. Depends on who's been. You know what? I'll tell you this, because there a lot of question is always made, I think, from every source. You know, the paper says, how many people are still reading this? How many people are listening to this? I'll tell you what. Those two interviews, it's unbelievable the amount of people who I have heard back from.
I don't doubt that at all.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, and the crowd that was at city council, I mean, I've never seen city council that busy. And for what?
That's a good thing, though. I remember saying the other day, I think that, and not just on this issue, on, you know, local politics as it pertains to all of us in general, we should know what's going on.
You going to go Monday?
Huh. Yeah, are you going? Can I sit by you so that I don't get farted on again?
Well, I don't know that I'm in the no flagellant section, but
You said that you don't get gassy. You did say that.
Well, right, but I can't speak for the people who might be around me. It sounded like that was more of an issue of not.
Okay, look, if you don't want to sit by me, just say so, Scott.
Well, you just
I
know,
can take it.
You know how I enter those meetings, late and head right up to the front.
Yeah, for disregard, because I want to be punctual, so yeah, I'll sit with my usual crew.
We'll see what happens on Monday, but no, it'll be good to see you there, and we're going to, final question, this is not an opinion. This is
like, move over Friday and Saturday night. Is this the thing now? Like, we're all going to start gathering at City, like, bringing popcorn and, like,
we'll play cards.
Live entertainment or something?
Do you think Jason Schauber will question the mayor Monday on all this?
I don't even want to speculate.
It'll be interesting.
It shall be. Ta-ta.
Time. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. I don't know that I run down anybody. I think I'm persistent. There's that. You know, I'll ask you 50 times, are you coming? Are you coming? Are you coming? Now, some people come and some people don't. You don't win them all, but persistence is a good trait, I would think, to have in this particular business. And really, it's just persistence on behalf of the audience, because you try your best to inform people what is going on in the area. All right. Don't forget, Buckeye Chuck will happen on Friday, February 2nd, 7 to 8 a.m. at WMRN. And then we'll be on that morning, 8:15 until 11. Start the day with our groundhog. For this day, Scott Spears.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty